Unit 9, page 84. Reading. Exercise 4.
Making difficult decisions. 1. We face decisions, big and small, throughout life. It seems unfair that there are so many major ones early on in life: exams, relationships, work, and where to live. And young people are often facing these kinds of decisions for the first time, which makes it all the harder. 2. There are two good questions to ask yourself to help you focus. What is the worst that can happen? And what is my plan B if plan A doesn't work out? So let's look at some difficult decisions that you might have to make. Scenario A. 3. You don't want to take that amazing new course or go to a sports club on the other side of town because you'll get home late, and that will get in the way of your social life. But later, will you think, if only I had taken that course? Imagine you are advising a friend. It will help you to make a rational decision rather than an emotional decision. Learning something new or exercising will do you good, and you may make new friends there, too. Scenario B. 4. You have a more complex and less emotional decision to make. Imagine you are saving to buy a car when you are 18. Then, you see the most amazing new video game. You really want to buy it, and you have enough money saved for it. However, if you buy the expensive video game, you will use your savings for the car. You wish you could afford both, but you can't. You have to make a choice. Your heart says one thing, and your head says another, which is tricky. How about making a list of pros and cons for both? Writing things down can be a great help. You could even color code your notes to make sure that you're considering everything. Scenario C. 5. Now imagine feeling like you've let everyone down, including yourself, because you failed your exams. If only you had studied harder. But what now? Should you look for a job or repeat your exams? More studying feels like a waste of time, and you're afraid you'll fail again. But now, you might end up with a low-paying, boring job and be stuck in it forever. Think through some of the possible scenarios and then try to change the way you're thinking. For instance, you might end up in a job you weren't expecting to do, but there might be advantages too. They might even offer training or days off so you can study. If you did go back to studying and really tried your hardest, you're more likely to succeed, having learned from your mistakes. Scenario D. 6. You've been feeling down this year, and things just don't seem to be working out the way you'd like them to. The worst thing is, you don't know how to move past it because you can't stop thinking about it and you blame yourself for it. You keep saying, "I wish I was like everyone else. They all seem to be having a great time." Try stepping back and looking at things in a simpler way. Focus on yourself and not on others. Make small decisions, one at a time. Eat breakfast. Go for a walk. Go to class. Separate each action. Don't overthink, just do. 7. In all scenarios, it's sensible to sleep on decisions. Think again, and then act. And remember, if you've made the wrong decision, there's always plan B.